Blog Talk Radio.
Praise some friends, saints, and family. I am your host, Keturah, coming to you live online. And we are going to continue in the book of Revelations. And this is part 11 of the study. Now, if you remember, we looked at the heavenly vision on last week. John was privileged to see the church from a heavenly perspective, and he was able to record what he saw in the heavens. And so this is a precursor to the apocalypse that will be unveiled beginning in chapter 6 or next week. We will look at the seven seals. However, keep in mind now in chapter 5, this is a precursor and it's just an introduction to the seven seals that will unfold in detail in chapter 6. And so without any further ado, we want to get right into Revelations chapter 5 and where I'll build my argument from there. Now, in chapter 5 it says, "And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And when I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?'" And verse 3, "And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look therein." And verse 4, he said, "I wept much because no man was found worthy to open the book and to read the book that was sealed, neither to look thereon." And in verse 5, "And one of the elders said unto me, 'Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.'" In verse 6, he said, "And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth unto all the earth. And we went over that, I believe it is, in the book of Isaiah chapter 12, what the seven spirits of God were. And we also know that eyes are indicative of being able to see. He's all seeing. He's all knowing. Horns are in horns are in type and shadow of authority. I guess it's the word I'm looking for. And in verse 7, and he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And in verse 8, he said, and when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. Now, it's been said by historians that the 24 elders are the 12 apostles and the patriarchs of the Old Testament, Abraham, Isaac, Isaiah, Elisha, you know, and like that. Now, my references have not confirmed that in this book of Revelation, although it does make sense that that could be who the 24 elders were. But for the sake of accuracy, let's just stick with what is written here in front of us. And so in verse 9, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hath made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And that's what we are to be doing right now, people of God. The Bible tells us in the books of Ephesians that we are kings and priests. And in Romans, he said that we rule and reign in Christ by one who is Christ Jesus. And I believe that's found in Romans chapter 5. We have dominion on this earth. We have dominion over the things of the earth. I want to make that clear. We dominate things. We don't dominate people. And in verse 11, he said, and I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and the riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. And verse 13, and every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. This is the second demonstration of worship in this book that we have read thus far. We read on last week how the angels fell down at their feet and they just cried, holy, holy, holy. And now we read how they just magnify and extol his greatness and his being. And it's very pleasing unto God to receive our worship, to exalt him. And in verse 14, and the four beasts said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that live forever and ever. And so that's how it is in the heavenly scene. And the heavenly scene is a type and shadow of what the church is to demonstrate here in the earth. And that's why we praise God so much, because it's what he requires. It's what pleases him and makes him happy. And so now on next week, we will go a little bit further into the events that are expected to be seen unfolding in the earth in the apocalypse. And we'll look at those things closer. We can start reading in Matthew chapter 24:3-31, and there we'll see an outline of a scenario that began with the false prophet and proceeds on through wars, famines, disease, tribulation, and dramatic heavenly signs. Christ describes the events leading up to his return from heaven. And the parallel with Revelation 6 is remarkably clear, as we'll see in Matthew chapter 24. It's very plain when describing the events on earth, and we're already seeing these things, people, and it's really kind of, I don't want to strike fear, you know, because the children of God, we don't fear. To us, the Bible says that this is a happy time, but to them which are not prepared, it is a stumbling block, the word tells us in the book of Corinthians. And so, you know, we want to notice what John records. He first sees Jesus take the scroll from the Father and open the first seal. When this occurs, an angel tells John to come and look, and John then sees a rider on a white horse wearing a crown and holding a bow. And so I don't want to go any further with that because I want to spend all of my time next week on the details. If you will log back on to blogtalkradio.com/inspirational-corner-online, you will be able to listen to this program again, and you can share the thought that you are hearing today on the apocalypse that is about to be taught with your friends and families and neighbors. Just share that link, post it on your wall, on your Twitter page, and bless someone whom you know is in need of salvation. And before we go, I just really want to pray for our leaders and for all of those in authority so that we can live a quiet and peaceable life. Father, I just want to lift up the president and our leaders and all those in authority. Father, you have commanded us to pray and to ask, Lord God, that they be covered with the knowledge of your will, that wisdom and knowledge will be pleasant unto them, Father, that they will make right choices and that they will do the right thing at the right time for all involved. And so I just plead the blood of Jesus over this nation. I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone listening. I plead and I pray for the events that are coming onto the earth. I pray for the safety of families everywhere. I pray for the refugees and that crisis situation, Father. We know that you are able to root evil in the land over there that's causing so much disruption and disturbance of peace. Father, there's enough to go around for everyone. We pray that you give our militaries, our army men and women, superior intelligence to be able to go over there and root out the evil of Yemen and Al-Qaeda and all of those places over in Syria, causing war and destruction and uprooting people out of their homes and the peace, Father, that they once knew. I pray and I plead the blood over the United States and its government, Father, and all who who are not like Christ Jesus will be rooted out. I pray and I plead the blood of Jesus for protection over everyone under the sound of my voice. Well, remember, I love you. And 1 Peter 5 and 7 from the Amplified Bible, God cares about you affectionately. He cares about you watchfully. Please also visit my website at www.inspirationalcorneronline. And there you can enjoy the radio program that is produced locally here in Charlotte at WLCM Radio. And you just click on the RSS and you can listen to programs that you may have missed on demand. If you would just subscribe, you can receive a notice of announcements of programs when they are produced here locally, and you can hear what's going on here in Michigan. Don't forget to watch the television program while you're on the website. Just click the TV link. God bless you. I love you. Have a great rest of your day.